Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com, reporting for Sasha Talks today. Before we get started, I had a few announcements to make. Moving Mountains with Sasha, those are still being rolled out, yet I'm pacing myself because of the competing opportunities that I have been entertaining within the realm of Sasha Talks. Thank you for voicing your interest and continue writing through SashaTalks.com. Karma Treks, I am accepting questions on rolling basis. They could be focused on my lifestyle, my business views, spirituality, self-development, the engagements that I have on Sasha Talks, from the shows to the books to the appearances that I make. And I will be glad to entertain your question. And if you are featured, I will give a shout out to the person who asked, the brand or the organization. Keep in mind that all of the responses of any nature that come through Sasha Talks and from me are subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. And here I am today presenting a new topic that surfaced in the recent few weeks. It was inspired by two people who were engaged in conversation talking about toxic relationships and knowing how to form boundaries, which led to what are boundaries, what are personal boundaries, and how can you form healthy boundaries. And having healthy boundaries is a good thing, because sometimes I run into people, and this includes perspective and clients that I have assisted in the past, that struggle with boundaries because not everyone feels comfortable in being vocal about what they like, what they don't like in their time and space. And they fear that if they say no, they might be perceived to be unkind. And that is far from the truth. So let's focus on what are boundaries, even though it is a really broad topic. And many topics that I approach are probably just chipping the tip of the iceberg. So it might be 1% of everything out there that is available. Remember, when you go seeking information, there's great information, good information, and questionable information. That we have a lot more resources available to us, but it doesn't mean that everything out there is as legitimate as it may appear because of convenience. So with boundaries, a literal boundary would be a markation or a dividing line of how to mark your space. But it also has to do with, metaphorically speaking, when we talk about personal boundaries. And they focus on the time and space that you find to be reasonable, feasible, safe, and permissible in ways that you interact with other people around you, including your environment. So it doesn't always have to be people, but also things. And our boundaries are usually a culmination of many variables, but a few of them have to do with our own life experiences, our belief systems, our opinions that are derived from people outside of us, from what we see, our observation, and our own, going back to life experiences. As I often say, life is about living, and you're not going to know for sure until you choose to participate. And over the course of Sasha Talks, I often remind people that you have the best gift, which is the gift of free will. That you can make the choices, and even if it doesn't pan out, you have the freedom to change your condition. That's the thing about conditions. If great goes to worse, worse can always go back to great. But it all comes down to you taking accountability to change those measures. And another thing that contributes to personal boundaries are our life skills, which ties back into what I just shared. Life is about living. So with boundaries, we often come up with limits. We don't really think about it, but through living, we have limits about how we engage with people on an emotional level, on a physical level, and mentally speaking. And there are ways of going about it in communicating it, and knowing that you are still in control of your choices, that no one is taking over and making those choices for you or telling you what to do. When it comes to the physical, it usually has to do with our space, and you could say touch, touching considerations. Some people are very touchy-feely, and then there are those that are very much more conservative, as you would say. Same thing goes with mental thoughts and opinions. Some people share too much, it's TMI, and then for others, they happen to be private individuals, and there's nothing wrong with it. There are those who may be private, but then there's a time and space to share and to showcase what you choose to. And likewise, with emotionally speaking, with feelings, some people are extroverts, they emote a lot. Doesn't always mean that if they're emoting, it's going to be positive. And then there are those who are more contained. And the ones who are more contained does not mean that they don't have thoughts and they're not present. Everybody has their, I would call it the truth, and that ties into their space, their belief system, their mindset, and the concept of time. And there are different types of boundaries, metaphorically speaking. The soft ones, where sometimes people make concessions and they're okay with it. And they're more soft in a sense where one can be psychologically influenced. So something that they're very hardcore on, but now and then, if there's the right person selling them that idea to engage in certain speech or action, they might be able to blur those lines of their boundaries. And then the extreme end on the spectrum would be someone who's really rigid. It's either black or white, there's no gray area, and this is how it is. And if they do not see the outcome that aligns with their personal space and their comfort level, they either run the other way or there are different types of emotional reactions that they may engage in. One of them could be anger because their personal boundaries are being violated. Some people get anxious because they don't know, the fear of the unknown, or it could be the fear of being judged or just being in a really new situation and not knowing what to expect. And then there are those that are really comfortable with their boundaries and they're flexible. They roll with the twists and turns, but they're still mindful. They're making their own decisions. They are not as easily prone to manipulation, but it does tie back to you are the company you keep. So make sure that those that you surround yourself with and the environment that you choose to coexist in, they're not just going to remind you to your face that how great you are. And then you go out in the real world and realize life doesn't quite work that way. And then there are those that are really in touch with reality, but they're willing to coexist with the universe. So who makes these personal boundaries? At the end of the day, it's your space. So you come up with the thoughts, the comfort level. And typically, unless you communicate them, most people are not going to know what your boundaries are unless you engage with people in relationships. It could be a working relationship, it could be one-on-one, yourself against a group, you being part of a class, you belonging with an organization, part of a larger population, your siblings, your family, your close friend, your relationship with your boss. And if you happen to be the boss, your relationship with your direct reports, there are different types of boundaries. And some boundaries are more lax, and it may be maybe in friendship. And then there are some boundaries that are very clear that mark the authority between, let's say, a parent and a child. Now, going back to communication, if you don't share what is your comfort level, let's say in a work setting or in a new relationship, if you happen to be out there dating or embarking upon a new relationship, when a minimum of two people come together, they're not going to know what are the do's and don'ts. And they're usually defined over a period of time or through a lot of engagement in a short period of time of knowing, okay, in this type of circumstance, the individual reacts this way. Some people work well under pressure, some people don't. Other people are so laid back that if you give them a deadline to submit a report in the next 3 hours, they're going to freak out because they've never been put to the test or put to deliver within a confined time and space. That itself is an example of a boundary. But today we're talking about people coming up with the choice to choose healthy boundaries. One, you have to communicate. And it doesn't matter how much you like your boss or you don't like your boss in a work setting, how much you may not be looking forward to having that uncomfortable conversation with your friend, but they have been taking advantage of your niceness, and it's time to put an end to behaviors that make you feel compromised. You have to communicate. You may think that every time you have a voice, your boundaries are being overlooked. And the best way to communicate your own boundaries may be through your own actions. You have to be direct about it because there are many times that I cross paths with people and they're nice, they're kind, they're good people, but when the time comes to take a stand for what they think, for what they choose, and it could be usually 9 out of 10 times, it is very appropriate of what their thoughts are. They either downplay it or it becomes subdued, and then they don't speak up when the time is right, and then they start resenting themselves. But they don't identify with that, and instead they start resenting the situation or the people involved in it, thinking that they made me do it, they're doing that to me. And you have to remember, it's really easy to fall into a victim mentality. That's why I tell people, how do you go from being a victim to a victor? Don't volunteer yourself to become a victim over these day-to-day things because it's really easy, and in a brief period of time, you won't realize when did that exactly happen where you're feeling trapped, you're feeling suffocated in a relationship. It could be any type of relationship. You are worthy of being heard, respected, and acknowledged. But remember, in order for other people to acknowledge your value, you have to have self-respect. And that comes down back to having boundaries, whether it has to do with mental boundaries, physical boundaries, and emotional boundaries, whether you're in the workplace, at school, working for yourself, raising a family. There are many great endeavors, but they all have one thing in common. It requires us to interact with people, people that we know very well, those that we don't know, those that are acquaintances, strangers on the street. The common thread that all of these people have is the thread of humanity. And not everyone functions the same way to align with our DNA. And that's where we have to make the effort in learning how to understand people. You're not going to learn everything about a person, even if you've known them for 30 years, 3 years, or 3 days. But you do have to make that effort. And in order for people to make that effort in you have to be able to communicate. And everyone has their own comfort level, but it does take time. And the more you do it, in terms of standing up for yourself, making your preferences known, it will make your life much more easier. So you're not going to be walking away from every situation thinking that either you got cheated or someone is taking advantage of you. You're there, you're whole. The only way we become unwhole is because we don't take care of ourselves. Another aspect that helps people with forming and adhering to healthy boundaries has to do with self-awareness. And that is where there's a lot of human engagement with one another. There's communication, the verbal, and then the nonverbal communication, but also being mindful of people's face. There are some who feel that just because two people could be great friends, one person needs to know the thoughts of the other person. You really do not need to know anyone's information 24/7. Believe me, it's like watching CNN all day long. Do you really want all that type of energy just filtering through you? And it has nothing to do with you. So the self-awareness, when it kicks in, it not only helps you become a more mindful person, but you're going to make better decisions, more refined decisions. You'll be able to touch upon empathy, compassion, and those are some variables of human engagement that are really important in order to go about life day to day. You can't abandon a part of you and think, I'm going to leave that one behind and only deal with certain challenges at work. And then when you're at work, you're abandoning another part of you. So in the world of Sasha Talks, when we focus on the human experience, we do take the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual into consideration. And when you don't have healthy boundaries, it makes one question, if you don't value yourself, is your self-esteem low? That is where you have to work on yourself. You have to bring your esteem high. You have to recognize your value. You need to recognize all of your strengths that you are able to share, not only to make your surrounding a better place, but to leave an impact on the world. And it sounds monumental, but think of all the people that you cross paths with. They all have a certain goal that they're trying to fulfill, or goals, plural. And you happen to coexist with them. Your thoughts, your needs, and your wants are just as valuable as the next person. And if you know your values, there are just some things about us that we typically don't negotiate, or you end up refining them as you go about living. Because I'm sure that for some people out there, if you happen to be 40, 50, 60, or 70, you're not thinking the same way. I would think not. As you were when you were 15 and 20. So what happened between that time frame and where you are today? People change, and change is part of life, but growth is optional. Change is going to happen whether you plan on it or not. Voluntary, involuntary, whether it's going to be imposed upon you or whether you initiate it. It comes in the workplace, it comes out in life, in our relationships. And no matter how much you nurture yourself in those situations, change is going to happen. So don't waste time brooding over if you could fight change. It will happen whether you get to vote on it or not. And again, going back to how do you communicate these boundaries? One, you don't just hold it all in, what your preferences are. People are not mind readers, no pun intended, given the type of work I do on Sasha Talks. You have to engage, you have to act, but before you act, think it through. You're responsible for your thoughts, for your speech, and your actions. And don't be impulsive, because if you come into a setting, one day you're all over bouncing around the walls and you give off a really distinct impression. It doesn't matter what people think, but you give off a certain impression, and then you walk in 3 days later and you're conducting yourself in a different demeanor. Are you mindful of that? Are you doing that in a controlled environment, or are you really not sure of what you want? Because if you don't know what you want, and if you don't know who you are, I can guarantee you it's only a matter of time someone will come across and notice those boundaries that are wavering around you and start defining you. And you don't want to live your life where things are projected onto you. You want to have that accountability where you know that you had a choice to participate. And there's a difference between that and being influenced to engage in activity, being influenced to go out and engage in buying a product or service, consumerism. We're talking about our day-to-day being of who we are, how we conduct ourselves, how we interact, but how to bring value in our life. And if you don't know how to do that, how can we bring value to other people in our path? So for those who don't have boundaries, or they have less defined boundaries, I would say, they end up compromising and investing a lot of time in unhealthy relationships. There's more drama, there's a lot of unhealthy emotional boundaries that they keep on resisting and engaging with, that they end up getting lost in that bubble, and it becomes more challenging for them to break off from that toxic relationship, from that toxic environment. And that is a thread that you do not want to carry into the future. Now, one thing that people often ask me is, if I know that I'm in a bad, unhealthy setting, how can I break loose? And I always tell people the number one thing they need to do is they have to acknowledge that they are in a trying situation. And they might not be a victim, but it might be a victim of circumstance. You have to acknowledge what's going on. And if you happen to be an individual who is confident enough and you feel strongly about who you are and your values, this is not arrogant, you are being kinder to yourself by having a conversation with the person affected in the relationship or a group of people. But you're not going to be able to change a large population. You have to be mindful of the battles that you are willing to fight. And if you're going to fight, remember to fight for yourself first, but before you go out there, you have to ask yourself questions. Am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? As humans who engage in all types of relationships, there's always going to be that push and pull. Excuse me. And we need to be humble enough to say, okay, maybe I shouldn't have behaved in that manner. Maybe I should have vocalized what I really thought. There are going to be many people who are good people, but they mean well, but it may not be communicated appropriately. And then there are times where people are not as refined in terms of maturity and life experiences, but it comes with time and active living and mindfulness where they will reach that point where they don't need someone to stand up for them. They could do it on their own. And even as adults, there are all types of challenges. Even, let's say, in a business setting, or if you go out and play sports, or you're in a belong to an institution, or you have an intimate relationship, there's always going to be where you have to balance your belief system, your values. Now and then, depending where you are, you might have to either form greater boundaries to avoid those power games. And then there are times where you're going to be where the soft boundaries get overlooked and you end up thinking that you might sell yourself. And the thing is, as long as you're mindful of what direction you're going forward in, sometimes you're going to waver left or right. You might go in reverse now and then. It's life. It's like climbing a ladder. There are no guarantees that you're going to reach the top in a given matter of time. The part that matters is that you're going to reach the top in the most efficient way possible and safely. So when we go back to boundaries, we're talking about how do you identify what variables and guidelines are considered safe, permissible for people to engage you? What type of behaviors will you be tolerant of? What behaviors are non-negotiables for you? That could also be with certain type of mindsets that may surround you. And it helps because the more you get to live through engagement, you're going to know how to manifest and create a lifestyle of your choosing. And of course, in the world of Sasha Talks, we push for positivity. We push for growth. One topic that I often hone in on is accountability. And if you want to win big, you also have to be willing to take educated risk and put yourself out there. And that is how you earn that badge of honor. And of course, I touched upon this very briefly. It's probably only 1% of this monumental topic that many people have comments on, whether it's men, women, young, elderly. Regardless of what you do for a living, there's always the whole realm of boundaries that we exist in. And what happens when you go outside of those boundaries? Are there repercussions or are there good surprises? And I will leave you with that rhetorical question today. For any questions regarding any of the Sasha Talks endeavors, go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, drop a hello, drop me a line. And if you have questions regarding any of the segments that have been rolled out in the past months or have a recommendation, feel free to share. Of course, as always, everything is subject to terms of service and Sasha Talks disclaimers. Thank you for joining me today. Have a blessed week. Be good, be safe, be blessed. Thank you.